I'm curious what you think. What do you think is the reasons for your success and perseverance over the years? There's certainly, theater companies is one of those things that everybody seems to want to get on board. You graduate from high school or from theater school, and you get together with your friends. You say, "We're going to start a theater company," and then it sort of peters away after a few months or years. And so I wonder what have you learned over the years about sort of staying power?
That's a really good question. I think one of the, I think, I mean, there's a certain degree of luck, probably. And I think that one of the things that you'll see in any of these small companies, not just New World, that are succeeding and thriving, is that the artists also have a real entrepreneurial spirit, which is contrary to what we're taught, that artists are flaky and can't get anything done. I think that when artists have like a business mind or that kind of sense of determination, then the solutions that they find to business problems are quite creative and effective. So that's one thing. And I guess the other thing, like New World's, it's 15 years old. The company, which our mandate has a focus on cultural diversity and cultural stories and that dialogue about the self and the other and all those things, identity, which are real kind of Canadian preoccupations, and they were com when the company was forming is when those preoccupations were kind of also very present in political discourse. So there's some focus on, well, how do we address historic inequities in Canadian arts? You'll notice that a lot of arts and arts organizations have a fairly have a demographic that don't really represent, especially here in Vancouver, they don't really represent the populace. So there were some efforts on the behalf of the funders to try and support companies that were working inside of a broader, diverse framework. And New World was one of those companies. So we had, kind of right place, right time thing going on. And we're, it's a privilege to be able to do that. And then the other thing I was going to say, but in the end, I think it is, I mean, there's the work itself. It speaks to people. That's what it was. Because our, ah, there it is. The work, of course, the work. Our, because we're dealing often with very specific issues or, ideas or notions that we're turning around, then there's specific audiences that get connected to them. So for Ali and Ali, for instance, which was a big show for us, we drew on our community relationships with the Arab Canadian Federation or with the Persian community in North Vancouver, to draw those people into something that was interesting to them, that was relevant to them. The same with Mixie and the Half-Breeds, where we really reached out to the Asian Canadian community, where there's a lot of people out there who are like, I'd love to go see some live performance, but I just don't, it doesn't really matter to me. So we're trying, I think that's part of it too, is that we really are trying to be relevant to communities. So it means that we don't have the broad mass appeal of Friends or something like that. But we have that kind of like niche hardcore fans, like that guy who paints on Access Channel, like everybody knows that guy, and if you love him, you love him. And yeah, it's just we have been really good at finding our community and continuing to find new communities to add to the family.
Cool. And Ali and Ali is going on tour, is that right?
That's right. Kamyar and Marcus and Guillermo Verdeckia have written a sequel, the quote-unquote sequel, called The Deportation Hearings. And we've done a first draft of that play in at the Culch, and that was in last season. And in September, it's going to be touring to the Factory in Toronto. So we're really excited about that. It's a play. The first play, Ali and Ellie and the Axis of Evil, was the first play that looked at American foreign policy, satirized American foreign policy post 9/11, and it was written by Middle Easterners, so it was really like loaded. This one, the Deportation Hearings, is also a satire, still a comedy, but it's shifting the gaze onto Canada, where there are still security certificate detainees who are being held in Canada who don't have any access to the charges against them, don't have any access to the evidence that's being held. Mm-hmm. So there's this real, I guess, double standard that a lot of Canadians don't know about. Hmm. We think we're better, that we're mm-hmm. We don't have Guantanamo, but, we're not.
Not so innocent.
Yeah.
And other things happening is Everyone, which is going to be in Armstrong, BC. And I wonder, why is Armstrong such a hotbed of theater?
Well, Armstrong, there's a company out in Armstrong. I think it's 35 years old. It's the Caravan Farm Theater. And that company, there's an NFB thing. Oh, I can't remember what the name of the movie is, but they started as a traveling caravan. Horses, wagons, a goat, theater, and that's what they did. They founded the farm, so they bought a chunk of land out by Armstrong, and since then have been producing shows on the land. So they're site-specific, they're outdoors, they involve animals. And then Estelle Shook, who's the outgoing artistic director, wanted to shake things up a little bit and invited six different Vancouver theater companies to come and collaborate on this retelling of a medieval morality play. So it is a crazy hotbed, but it's one of those places, like, if you can hop in your car and drive the 5 or 6 hours out there and catch the show, you'll never see anything like it. Like, this show, there's 7 movements. Each company has about 10 or 15 minutes. Each section has a specific wagon that's been created for it and a team of horses that bring them in. So there's this kind of sense of pageantry about it. Mm. Plus, it's outside, so you're dealing with, sunsets and the peacock and the
goat
and all that stuff is happening, and it's pretty amazing. So I recommend it if you haven't been out there. It's a unique experience.
And also, what is the Youth Performing Arts? I'm missing a word here. Initiative. What is the last word there?
The Youth Performing Arts. I think it's a program. Yeah.
Let's go with that.
Youth Performing Arts Program. That is actually an initiative of the Vancouver East Cultural Center. And Marcus Youssef, who's my colleague, is involved as an instructor. So it's like a summer day camp mm-hmm. in August where kids from the neighborhood and beyond the neighborhood will be able to engage with professional artists, writers, directors, choreographers, and make some stuff. Mm. So I think it's a really important, like we've mentioned the cuts already, but right now it's so important to really focus on these young artists because mm. we want to give them, the tools for them to make mm. things and also that sense of it is possible. Mm-hmm. So that's something that's happening over the summer. And if folks are interested or have kids who are interested, then they can contact the Vancouver East Cultural Center.
Okay. And yeah. is it still open? It's still taking kids?
I believe so, but don't quote me on that.
Okay. So they'll have to check with the culture.
Yeah.
Perfect. All right. Well, thank you very much for coming down and speaking with me today.
Thank you, Adam.